Hey, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday coming up in a little bit. All of our regular features, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy all coming up. And we are also celebrating Esmeralda Leon's birthday, which is tomorrow. So we all wish Esmeralda a happy birthday. And we hope that she uses those items to her fullest extent. So, all right. So Don Rickles passed away. This is a huge one in the world of entertainment, in the world of comedy. He was a legend. He was unbelievable. I mean, I don't, you know, the superlatives for this guy are just endless. And he passed away. He was 90 years old. He continued to work until the day he passed away. I mean, he even had like two more gigs scheduled for the month of April. This guy was 90 and still working and still killing. Of course, he was an insult comic. Could say some stuff that could be deemed offensive, but for some reason, Rickles could get away with it. Using insult as his weapon of choice and a quick, knowing smirk as his defense, Don Rickles delighted audiences from sold-out Vegas showrooms to late-night TV to Hollywood roasts with a brand of aggressively caustic humor that was targeted at everyone from unknown hockey pucks. And by the way, did you notice, I don't know if you saw this on Facebook, but so many people changed their Facebook picture to a hockey puck after they heard that he passed away. There were a lot of hockey puck avatars that were on as a salute to the great Don Rickles. Everyone was fair game for Rickles. Rickles, who continued to headline lounges and concert halls well into his 80s, died Thursday at his home in Los Angeles as a result of kidney failure. Rickles rocketed into the spotlight after comics like Lenny Bruce and Mort Saul had softened America to a riskier brand of humor and helped open the floodgates for some of the edgy, harshest sandpaper acts like Sam Kinison and others who would follow. Age didn't seem to slow down Rickles or mellow his humor, as a Las Vegas Review-Journal reporter discovered during a Rickles performance in 1998 at the Desert Inn when the King of Zing was 72, to the strains of bullfight trumpet fanfare. That was his entrance music. A curtain would rise and spot on... and Rickles unexpectedly burst through the side door and immediately began pelting the audience with insults as he made his way to the stage. "Sit up," he told one audience member. "Hey, who picks out your clothes? Ray Charles," he said to another. "Look at that old broad. I'm working a home here." well into the era of political correctness, Rickles continued his trademark jabs at everything from audience members' weight problems to their ethnicities. Sinatra, who took to affectionately calling Rickles Bullethead, became one of the comic's biggest boosters, and their relationship was always really, really interesting. When Rickles was having drinks at the Sands Hotel in Vegas sometime later, his date for the evening excitedly noticed that Sinatra had arrived and was seated in a roped-off section at the Celebrity Friends, and after his date, she said she didn't believe he knew Sinatra, so Rickles excused himself, secretly went over to Sinatra's table. Whispering to the legendary singer, this is such a classic story, Rickles asked if he'd do a favor to impress this woman he was with, and he said, "Geez, please just come over and say hello, Don." 10 minutes later, Sinatra, a beaming Sinatra, ambled over to Rickles' table and said, "Don, how the hell are you?" And Rickles looked at him with a loud voice, said, "Not now, Frank, can't you see I'm with somebody?" Frank Sinatra, he did that too. So he wrote some books, a couple of memoirs. He appeared on television shows. He was in movies. He was in Casino. He was in Kelly's Heroes. He was in Dirty Work, which we'll hear a story about with Norm MacDonald and Artie Lang. The guy was everything. He was the best talk show guest ever. He killed on every talk show he did. If you get a chance, watch the opening of last night's Jimmy Kimmel. He did like a 12-minute monologue salute tribute to Don Rickles, and he couldn't keep it together. He cries several times during the monologue because he and Don Rickles grew very close. And so it's a great monologue. If you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube right now. Jimmy Kimmel's opening monologue from last night, really, really something special. So he was just a legend, one of the greatest of all time. And let's see. Here's how some people, Rich Little, called him the greatest comedian of all time. Having done 24 Dean Martin roasts, I know without a doubt that Don Rickles was the greatest comedian of all time, Little said in a statement. There are few, if any, that were quicker than Don. He didn't think of the next line he would use. He was already thinking of the line after that. There were many times on the roast where I literally fell out of my chair laughing, and in private life, Don was a very nice man. There will never be another man like him. Rip Taylor, the great Rip Taylor, wrote, "A legend is gone, and there will never be anyone like him again." Carol Channing said in a statement, he was an original with a unique flair for comedy that was all his own, and he will be missed. Rose Marie said, "One of my dearest friends is gone." And she said, "What a talent. He was a remarkable and one of our favorites to work with on the Dick Van Dyke Show. I have known him since he came to California. I will miss him something terrible." And here are some other Twitter responses from celebrities who are reacting to the loss of Don Rickles. "We lost a great one," Sandra Bernhard wrote. "Don Rickles, fast, furious, brilliant for decades, the definition of genius." Jason Alexander said Don Rickles was simply the best. He created insult comedy, and yet every one of his targets felt loved and honored, one of a kind. LeVar Burton said, "God bless Don Rickles, also known as Mr. Warmth. Proud to have been heckled by him from the stage many times." And Patton Oswalt said, "In lieu of flowers, Don Rickles' family has requested the people drop their pants and fire a rocket," which is something that he would say all the time. And in the Jimmy Kimmel montage that they have that follows his monologue, in the montage, he's like, "Hey," they go back, and he's like, Jimmy Kimmel says, "Hey, this is your eighth appearance on the show." And he says, "Well, okay, great. I'll drop my pants and fire a rocket." So Don Rickles passed away. And, of course, you know, generations from now, people are going to know him. Kids are going to know him because he's Mr. Potato Head in the Toy Story movies. So that, you know, that's going to keep him alive forever as well. So even if you've never seen him do the, like, little kids know him. Little kids know him because he's Mr. Potato Head. So Don Rickles was just legendary. It's really sad. And it's a huge loss to comedy and to entertainment. So here's what we're going to do. We'll take a little break. We got the news, and we'll come back after the news, and I'm going to play this, I'm not going to play any Don Rickles. There's a ton of Don Rickles stuff out there. Just go to YouTube, type in Don Rickles, and you could be there for hours and hours and hours watching legendary, hilarious Don Rickles footage. What I'm going to play is one of my favorite stories about working with Don Rickles. Artie Lang tells it on David Letterman from, I would say, maybe 15 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. So we'll take a break. News is coming up next, and then we'll hear a really hilarious Don Rickles story from Artie Lang, and then the regular Friday features will start. We'll be right back. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran, the great Steve Cochran, at 6 with your morning drive. We're going to get to our regular features, You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and then it's Fly Jams Friday. We were just celebrating Esmeralda Leon's birthday. It's tomorrow. We hope she has a great day. And I just saw the picture that you posted on your Facebook page, Esmeralda, of your gifts.
Yes, I'll have to get one in my mermaid as a mermaid.
You're going to have to take a picture of yourself as the mermaid, and we got to post that up on the website. So we were just talking about the late, great Don Rickles. Don Rickles passed away yesterday, a huge loss to the world of entertainment and especially comedy. One of the greatest comedians that ever lived. It was never not funny. It was always, always great on talk shows. And just an amazing, amazing man. Was loved by everybody, despite the fact that he insulted everybody every time he opened his mouth. And a lot of people are texting in that everybody remembers that great moment when Johnny was off one Monday night and Rickles sat in for him and broke Johnny's cigarette box that he had on his desk for like 15 years. And Rickles broke it. And so the next night when Johnny came back, he discovered on the air that the cigarette box was broken. Doc told him that Don Rickles broke it, so he went to the studio across the hallway where they were taping Don Rickles' sitcom, CPO Sharky, and he brought a camera, followed him in, and a microphone, and he brought the cigarette boxes. What the hell happened to my cigarette box? And interrupted the taping, like walked in right in the middle of the taping of CPO Sharky into the studio and everything. And it's one of the only times that you would ever see Don Rickles nervous and without words. Like, he was speechless. He was like, humana, humana, humana. It is classic. We've played the audio many, many times on the show before. But you can check that. That, of course, is on YouTube as well. And as I've said, just go to YouTube, type in Don Rickles, and have a field day. And at any time, if you want to remember Don Rickles, you should do it now. One of the greatest entertainers that ever lived, an absolute genius, and so funny. Many people have stories about Don Rickles. I also love the fact that Bob Newhart is Don Rickles' best friend. I love that. I love the fact that two complete polar opposite gentlemen could be friends for like 60 years. And they had dinner all the time. And as I've said before, last year when the Cubs were on the World Series run, they were out to dinner one night during a game, and Bob Newhart made Don Rickles, because he was at the dinner with Don Rickles, hold up a W. Hold up the W flag at dinner. Because Rickles is like, what the hell am I doing? So anyway, there are a lot of great stories about Don Rickles. I wanted to play, to close out this little talk about Don Rickles, I wanted to play one of my favorites, one of the funniest ever. Don Rickles appeared in like two scenes in the movie Dirty Work, which was a movie that starred Norm Macdonald and Artie Lang. It was directed by Bob Saget. It's a cult movie. A lot of people really love it, but they got Don Rickles to do it. And this was from David Letterman's show years ago when Artie Lang was on. And this is Artie Lang telling a story about working with Don Rickles on Dirty Work. This is hilarious.
The first day of shooting, we have to work with the great Don Rickles.
Tremendous.
Okay.
Just tremendous.
Now, that's good and bad. I'm happy to meet him, but I'm afraid I'm just going to bust out laughing because Don Rickles, coincidentally enough, plays a guy who insults me and Norm. Typecasting. And they give Don a bunch of lines to learn, and that's a mistake. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a master at it. So finally, he couldn't really remember the lines. They say, Don, look at Norm and Artie, look at these two schlubs, and just insult them off the top of your head. So this is the first shot of the movie, and I got Don Rickles about to insult me. So they yell action. The great Bob Saget directed the movie. Donna just finished Casino with Scorsese. Yeah. He went up to Saget and he said, Bob, listen, I was talking to Martin Scorsese. I said, Marty, Bob Saget's directing a film. The man grabbed his chest. So that was good for Saget's confidence, isn't it? So the first shot is a three shot, me, Norm, and Rickles. So I'm trying not to laugh. We play these idiot theater guys. We work in a movie theater. And Rickles is our boss. So they yell action. Rickles comes up to me. I have no idea what he's going to say. He gets this far from my face, and he goes, look at you. Look at you, you baby gorilla. So me and Norm just bust out laughing. Like, I mean, it's Don Rickles calling me a baby gorilla. I throw up laughing almost. And they go, cut, Don, you got to do it again. We're sorry, you blew the take. I'm getting yelled at. Executives from MGM are looking at me like, you know, we're firing this jerk, you know. And I go, all right, how am I going to get through this? They go, action. He comes up to me and he goes, look at you. Look at you, you baby gorilla. And I laugh again. So this happens 20 straight times. I laugh every time. I'm afraid I'm going to get fired. They're paying him by the day, so I think it was like $100,000 a day. So they had to get him out of there. So I'm wasting money. Finally, I get through the baby gorilla part. Now I don't know what the second half is going to be. He hasn't finished insulting me yet. So they do a take. I get through baby gorilla, and then he goes to me. He goes, Baskin Robbins called me and said that you ate them down to only five flavors. You fat, disgusting slob. And then me and Norm laugh again.
Yeah.
That takes another 20 takes. We're going to have to do it in sections. So we get through that, and then when he says I ate them down only five flavors, the next thing he does is he puts his face right by my belly, and he goes, having a good time in there, ice cream? Dancing around?
Genius. He's a genius.
So he couldn't stop laughing. He gets to that, and then he gets to Norm. He has to insult Norm now. Norm, by the way, never didn't laugh. If you rent the movie Dirty Work, Norm is laughing in the scene.
Yeah.
He's not a great actor like me, Norm. We weren't exactly Newman and Redford, you know. So then he gets, Rickles gets to Norm. He's laughing, so they had to write him a line. He goes, what are you laughing at? Because I called your friend the fat pig. And then Norm goes, no, I was just laughing when you were talking to his belly. So while we're filming in the movie, he goes to Norm. He goes, how did you get a movie? And Saget goes, Saget being a brilliant director, goes, cut. Don, you can't insult him as Norm MacDonald. That's not going to work, you know. We can't put it in the film. His name is Mitch in the film. Insult Mitch. So Rickles goes, all right. And the next thing he goes, look at you. He goes, who wrote this script? These jokes are horrible. Cut, Don, don't insult the script. We can't use it. So anyway, it was 18 hours of that. At the end of the day, I went up to him. I said, Mr. Rickles, it was a pleasure working with you. And he looked at me and he said, listen, I was watching you all day. And listen, let me tell you something. Good luck working construction.
So classic. That is the funniest. That is one of the funniest stories. Artie Lang is hilarious anyway, and he tells great stories. But, man, now, so I went back and watched that scene from Dirty Work, because that, again, is also on YouTube. And it's hilarious. You know, I saw Dirty Work once. It came out like 20 years ago. I saw it once in the theater. I didn't hate it. There's fun, because Norm MacDonald's a lot of funny people in the movie. And I forgot that Rickles was even in it. It's been such a long time. And I went back and watched the scene that Artie Lang just described, and it's hysterical. It's unbelievably funny. And yeah, Norm MacDonald has just got a smirk or he's laughing the entire scene. The entire scene. And I got to say this. In that scene, Artie Lang was at his fattest. Like, Artie Lang's always been a fat guy, but he was huge, and I'd heard another bit that he did on Stern's show sort of describing working on Dirty Work, and when they were making Dirty Work, it was first time out of rehab, because he's been to rehab many times, but it was first time out of rehab, and he was like 400 pounds. Artie Lang's always been a big dude, but if you go back and watch Dirty Work, that's the fattest that Artie Lang has ever been, and Rickles makes no, I mean, there's not a moment's hesitation that he's going for the fat guy jokes, like, immediately. I love the idea that, like, Baskin-Robbins called him. Like, they got a direct line to Don Rickles. Yeah, Baskin-Robbins called me. They're down to 5 flavors. That's just fantastic. Anyway, that's my favorite Don Rickles story of someone telling a Don Rickles story. Another quick one. I got to tell this one. Dan, I told you this in the car. Jimmy Kimmel, and I highly recommend, it's on YouTube, I highly recommend you watch last night's Jimmy Kimmel monologue in tribute to Don Rickles. It's beautiful, it's funny, it'll make you cry, and it's great. And he tells a story about how Bob Newhart told this story to him. And it was Bob Newhart, Don Rickles, Frank Sinatra, and some other bigwigs, and they're at a very, very elegant restaurant. And it's white tablecloths and white walls and everything really white and beautiful, really expensive, very, very, very big-time restaurant. And they're all sitting at the table, and they're having dinner, and Frank Sinatra was in one of his moods, meaning that he was drunk and he was being really, really mean. And he was very, very hostile and for some reason flying off the handle. And everybody knew that they were walking on eggshells because it's, you don't want to piss off Frank Sinatra when he's drunk. And so the entire dinner, they're there, you know, they're sitting there and they're having cocktails. So he's drinking like crazy. So they finally bring the food out. The waiters come out, they bring out the food, and they put a bottle of ketchup on the table in front of Sinatra, and this somehow sends Sinatra through the wall, and he goes nuts, and he's offended by this, and he doesn't want any ketchup, so he picks up the bottle of ketchup, and he whips it across the restaurant, and it smashes against the wall, leaving ketchup everywhere, all over this white walls and everything. The restaurant is packed, and everybody just kind of stops. They gasp, and without missing a beat, Don Rickles goes, hey, Frank, could you pass the ketchup? The man was a damn genius. So, rest in peace, Don Rickles, and thank you so much for all the laughter. It'll continue to go on forever. 90 years old, the legendary Don Rickles has passed away. Sad, but there's a ton of stuff out there where we can remember him, including all the Toy Story movies. So, all right. Can you pass the ketchup, Frank? Baby gorilla. Hilarious. All right.